James Cook did not play in Saturday's 31-7 win in Cleveland. Head coach Joe Brady sat Josh Allen and essentially all of his starters, Cook included, after deciding Thursday's joint practice in Berea gave them the work they needed, per Ralph Ventre at Bills on SI. No Cook-specific line surfaced in the accounts of that joint practice either. The team site's report went to the tight ends and the quarterbacks, and his name stayed off the injury reporting that ran through the rest of Buffalo's skill positions this week. That is the whole file, a healthy lead back being handled like one. The backfield around him produced the week's actual running back news at the reserve level. Ray Davis scored on a 1-yard run and put a 12-yard punt return on tape in a return job that remains contested, per Sal Majorana at the Rochester Democrat and Chronicle, depth chart activity that affects cutdown math below Cook without touching him. For listeners meeting this fresh, the June previews case was that Cook's rushing efficiency is a trait, not a fluke. He beat his expected rushing yardage by 358 last season, the most in the league, with the one flag being a 12-touchdown scoring load that historically gets hard to repeat, and one situational variable, whether the DJ Moore trade tilts Joe Brady's offense toward the pass. August cannot answer either question, and this August has not tried. It has simply kept him healthy. What to watch next? Whether Cook plays a single snap in the preseason finale, and how the backfield behind him shakes out when rosters cut to 53 on Sunday, August 30th, we'll check after cut day. Data via NFL Verse.